本土民主反共，普罗政治，民声起义。myradio.hk
拥抱大香港主义，香港地，香港人做主持。大香港早晨，香港早晨，香港
早晨。
早晨，
早晨，翻嚟第四节嘅大香港早晨啊！咁我哋喺未讲呢一节讲咩之前咧，首先就要讲翻我哋个投票嘅。
系啊。
咁因为头先就讲紧我哋今日嘅投票咧，就会做究竟我哋台庆嘅时候表演啲乜嘢好咧？因为你哋真金白银俾钱嚟，我哋冇理由唔做翻啲娱乐俾你哋噶嘛。虽然到而家都仲未人仍然能够承诺表演啲乜嘢，咁但系咧我哋就出咗个投票，做翻啲招手集嘅。
系啦。
咁我哋个投票咧，系啊，就系、是。首先咧，第一就和仔剪头发啦。其实喺我哋热政五百集嘅时候已经表演过一次噶啦。咁有阿莲扮萧山啦，呢、這个真系阿莲嘅绝技。原来阿莲嘅人生嘅专长就系扮萧山。
就扮老萧，多谢老萧啦，多谢萧山。
系啦，咁就波球扮周庭，我唔知咩嚟嘅咯，波球。咁系咪应该系日朗扮周庭咧？跟住仲有Jimmy 扮王杰啦，咁有 Christine 扮八姐姐啦。
呢、這个超好啊！呢个一定要投 Christine 扮八姐姐。
Christine 就话：
嗱，如果呢个投票咧，如果今日嘅投票咧超过一千人咧，我就扮，系啦，就咁样。咁跟住阿康咧就会扮萝莉嘅，系啦。
呢、這个唔知系相见，唔知冇啦，自己加落去嘅。
呢个
最好睇，应该。
大家想睇我扮八姐姐，就系想睇阿莲扮萧山咧？呢一票就喺你嘅手上啦。OK， 快啲投票俾我。咁跟住咧，我哋就今日咧会。开始第四节的题目啦，咁就系讲翻上个礼拜的一个网料啦，又其实又未系完全网料，
唔系其实
一开咗上报，
其实都是一个花生咁，但系又唔系真系好大粒，讲真，即系我亦都觉得哦，睇翻成个故事啊，亦都真系唔能够得到佢一个应有的一个曝光哦。即係呢件事啊，就發生喺呢個 CTU 嘅 Secret 嘅 Facebook 個 page 上面啦。咁就講到一個成大英文系嘅導師叫 CG
Fuston， 係得噶啦 ，good job， 繼續係啊。
Fuston 啦，咁啊同學生就講話啊，我自己已經俾呢個校方咧就突然終止合約，就指控呢個英文系咧嘅系方咧就私自篡改啲學生嘅成績。咁呢個 email 咧就被一個唔知咩人咧就轉載到去呢個 secret 嗰度啦，咁亦都引起咗學生嘅廣泛關注啦。咁校方咧就回應呢一次嘅事件咧，就話英文系咧並沒有秘密降低個別學生嘅分數，
即係否認呢個 professor 嘅指控啦。
係咁，啲涉事者咧係因為涉事者就即係個Fuston 啦，就係因為呢個嚴重失職就被終止任命。咁其實咧佢就講到就係嗱呢一。個 email 咧就講到2014年入職之後咧，就發現英文係秘密地更改個別學生嘅成績等級，但沒有通知教授同埋學生，即係講緊就係話係嗰個係啊，即係 department 去改嗰、那個學生嘅分數，而唔係即係已經唔係一個教授嘅處理。
即係教授俾咗個分個 department，
係啦
，department 再最後出成績嘅時候咧，就更改咗個分數。
係啦，係啦。咁佢另外就講到就話啊，其實咧佢自己咧。呢阿 Fuston 咧就講到就話自己一直都係反對喺英文系所見嘅腐敗嘅，即係佢都知好多入面啲黑暗嘢啦。咁就講到就要求呢個學生咧就交呢個書面功課，故一直要求呢個學生咧就交呢個書面功課就作呢個記錄。佢話就講到啊，其實我一直都係想成大變得更加好嘅。咁喺信嘅最尾咧就祝福呢個學生同埋咧就記就會啊表示就話哦我記掛住你哋嘅，咁就所以就呢件事就引起咗好多關注，就話啊究竟呢、這個英文系嘅 department 有冇去篡改學生嘅分數咧？其實呢件事咧真係好緊要啊！即係我覺得，即係如果假設係因為真嘅話啦，即係我當佢真嘅話啦，咁呢個係值得係 A 一嘅呢件事，我覺得。即係呢一個咁樣嘅事件就話，喂，原來department 係可以繞過咗教授嘅一個
judgement，
係啊，咁而去改嘅，即係而去調高或者調低啦，咁亦都涉及咗喂，究竟呢一件事常唔常見先喺大學上面？喂，如果有人爆得出嚟， 有人因為佢有個所謂失職問題啦，假設真係真嘅失職問題而離職嘅話，咁揭發咗呢一件事，喂，我覺得唔係一個個別事件咯，其實，即係如果假設俾人揭發咗有呢個咁嘅事。
是啊，會令人聯想到究竟同香港近日高，即係被學術自由被干擾咧，會唔會有關係咁樣？
係啊，
即係究竟其實而家香港嘅高等學府淪為一個咩嘅地方咧？咁究竟仲尊唔尊重學術自由咧？尊唔尊重大學教授同埋學生之間嗰一個嘅信任？然之後你唔尊重嘅，你就去改佢個分數咁樣，咁樣樣。咁所以咧，就住呢一件事件咧，我哋就特別邀請到發帖者，即係寫 email 俾學生嘅呢一位成大嘅教授咧，呢位美籍嘅教授，咁咧佢就接受我哋嘅訪問。咁訪問咧就係用英語進行嘅，咁咧亦都係明白到咧呢個其實一個廣東話嘅節目嘅關係啦。咁所以咧喺每一個問題完結之後咧，我都會做一個解釋嘅。咁樣我哋而家馬上去片啦。
Hi, Mr. Fustin. It's an honor to have you on the show today. So let's go into the issue. And since when you were aware of the English department secretly changing students' grade, and how did you find out?
I think I began to suspect what was happening my very first semester, which took place in the summer of 2014. I was very new to Hong Kong and the culture, especially university work cultures may be different, but I something was wrong when I submitted my grades, and the course coordinator, Dr. Edang, she had some problems with some of my grades. And pedagogically speaking, I've never allowed a third party to determine what a grade should be. I strongly believe in the sacred bond between a teacher and a student, just like a father or mother to the child, a lawyer to her client, or even a doctor to a patient. You know, as a society, we need to respect those sacred bonds. And I began to suspect something at that point, but later on, I began getting many messages after the semester from students who did have significant problems with their grades, and after reviewing my marks and the grades I submitted to the English department, I found there was a discrepancy. Now, the only course of action the students could do was challenge directly with the English department and not through me. But I did give my support because I believe I'm kind of old-fashioned. I believe if a student pays a lot of money to go to a university and shows up and works hard and does the work, then they should get the grade they deserve, not what a third party just believes they should get. And in many cases, I was never spoken to about these discrepancies with my submitted grade and the final grade that was given to the students. And so during this time, I've had just uncountable conversations with other professors in the English department about the same thing. This was not secret in the terms of no one knew about it. When I say secret, I mean a lot of times I did not know that grades were being changed. When I did know, I spoke out about it. How much of this happened, I don't know. But other professors would have conversations with me about the same thing. Just a few weeks ago, one professor met with the English department and they spoke to her directly and convinced her to change a lot of the grades and lower them just simply because they felt it was too high. The professor disagreed with him, but she had no choice. I did receive an email from a journalist this morning stating dozens of professors in and outside of the English department at City University also came forward and complained about this very situation and confirmed this story as being true. So, I think it's quite clear what's happened.
What is the form? 係啦，咁我頭先咧就問到佢，咁究竟佢係幾時開始懷疑，究竟學校係會將英文科嘅 成績咧就降低嘅咧，同埋佢究竟係點樣發現嘅？咁佢就講翻喺2014年嘅時候咧，佢啱啱嚟到香港就已經知道，就已經覺得啊，好似有啲唔妥咁樣喎。咁同埋佢當時嗰個 course coordinator 咧，阿 Dr. Eden 啊，咁就同佢講話，佢認為佢啲佢俾嘅評分咧唔係幾妥當，咁咧就佢就唔明白點解咧會有一個第三者就去話俾佢知佢要點樣俾分數，咁跟住咧佢就繼續講啦，佢就話其實好多 professor 咧喺English department 咧都知道呢一件事嘅，咁就唔係係其實係一個半公開嘅秘密，佢都知道咧佢哋個 grade 咧入到最後嘅時候咧係可能會被更改咁樣嘅，咁跟住咧，佢哋都提到嗰一朝嘅朝頭早，即係啱啱禮拜五嘅朝頭早咧，有其他嘅記者咧就 send email 俾佢，就話俾佢聽，哦，原來咧喺 City University 即係城大其他嘅教授咧都有同佢哋講話呢一個降grade嘅事件咧，就唔係單一事件嚟喎，原來佢哋都係有咁樣發生，即係證實咗佢講嘅說話係唔係就係佢自己一個人講咁樣嘅。咁我哋去第二條問題啊。Grading procedure. When you turn in your grade and how is it being given to a student, can you describe to us and how is it different from what the English department has done?
Well, I can give you an overview of what I'm familiar with in American higher education as well as some of the British universities I've worked for and how that compares to the City University procedures, which I also disagreed with pedagogically speaking. In America and most other places, they determine a letter grade like A plus, A minus, B plus, B minus, etc. On a numerical value, meaning A plus in America would be 95 points above up to 100. A minus would be 90 points to 94 points out of 100. And then B plus would be 85 to say 89 points. And this is consistent throughout the board in high schools in America as well as universities. There is no discrepancy about this grading scheme in America. So if you get an A plus, you definitely know what that numerical value is. When I came to, and same thing with British, of course the British do a little grading system a little bit differently. America, we start at the top and grade down, meaning we start giving the student 100, we work down. The British, they start pretty much at zero and work up. That's a little bit different. In Hong Kong, City University of Hong Kong, what they do, they start similar to America, but a little bit different. They start at the top of 100 and they work down. However, this is a big difference pedagogically in my principles, and which I voiced my concern with Dr. Bremner as well as my coordinators, Dr. Gruber and Dr. Edang, throughout every semester about these kinds of differences. And one of the big differences is this. The English department determined their own grading scheme and scales. So if they wanted to change a B plus to, say, 87 or 88 to 90, they could do that. And they did do that. We were told very directly that the English department had the final say over the grades because they were tweaking the actual letter grade value with the numerical grade value. So a lot of the professors didn't even know what the final grade would be because the English department would determine what those the numerical and the alphabetical value systems would actually be. So it would change from semester to semester. Unlike in America, a 95 and above is always an A plus. That there's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's in university, it could vary widely.
To what extent? 係啦，咁我頭先就問翻佢究竟一般俾分嘅程序會係點樣嘅咧？咁佢就將攞一個美國嘅例子啦，咁就係話咧，其實美國咧佢就係、是如果咧你嗰個 A 咧就係、是、永遠都係代表係95分以上嘅，咁 A minus 咧就係90到94咁樣啦，咁就係由咁樣代表嘅，咁無論係大學啦同埋中學咧都係一樣咁樣嘅計法嘅，咁而喺城大咧佢個英文部咧就係自己決定嘅，咁即係話你個B 咧今日可以係即係呢個 semester 可以係代表80。咁下個 semester 咧可以代到75嘅，咁佢哋就係用呢一個方法咧，去將學生嘅 grade 咧就改嚟改去。
但呢一個情況其實都以香港嚟講，我都真係好似其實都有出現嘅喎，就
係。
咁所以就其實唔係其實好興嘅，我唔知大學係點啊，但係
同埋
係 line curve 咁啊，成日都係講嗰啲咧。
佢又唔係講 line curve 嘅。
係，佢就話即係總之就飄嚟飄去嘅，即係龍門任佢擺嘅意思啊。哦，其實明白。
係啊，咁樣咯。咁我哋可以去下一題。
Then that student are affected by the department's decision. Would you say all the student who have taken any English class or English student of a particular class?
From my experience at university, speaking with several visiting fellows and other professors, and from my own experience, I don't think the English department was focusing on any individual student. I don't think the university was focusing on any individual course. I think this was a practice throughout all the courses at the English department.
What is the reason behind the department to lowering the students' grade? Do you think they think there's too many A's?
Well, I can only tell you my opinion. I cannot give you an accurate reason why they were changing the grades. I have no idea why they were changing the grades, to be honest with you. They should not be manipulating a grading system. A third party...should never interfere with a student and a teacher's a work relationship in regards to the grade. So I really don't know what their main purpose was. I can tell you my opinion, what I think happened, and what I think it was exactly what you just said, and I agree with you, that the English department felt they were getting too many good marks, and they need to lower those. For me...You know, I think the students are working hard. They're working. They met all of my expectations. I'm so proud of my students. So when I believe the students deserve those marks as well as those grades. So I don't really know why the English department would take away a student's hard work and all the effort they've done for 3 months. I don't know why they would ever do that.
Have you ever complained or protest about what happened?
Yes, all the time, and I think most people involved protested. Again, another colleague of mine would constantly tell me of how she protested to Dr. Jane Lockwood in the English department, and just how Dr. Jane Lockwood would basically ignore her complaints. And these were complaints that this professor told me directly for the past year. A third party coming in and advising a professor on what a grade should or should not be is only that. It is advice. The control lies in the professor. The professor works with the student, builds a trust, builds a relationship. And a professor, in what I believe, teaching is more than just a job. Teaching is a way of life. I'm a mentor to these young people. You know, I'm a role model. I'm like a father. Sometimes I'm like a big brother. And a lot of students appreciate that, and they see that I build that trust, and they trust me. And I've gotten just dozens and dozens of outpouring students confirming their support, confirming to me that they've been victims of this process. But for me to break that trust, just because a third party walks up and says, well, maybe this student deserves this grade, for no pedagogical verification or reasoning. I told Dr. Edang one time, I said, and when she challenged my grades and said maybe they're a little too high, I said, no, the students worked hard. These are the grades that I think they deserve based on merit. And all I can do is my work, my job. That's all I can control. And if I submit them to you, Dr. Edang, then I have no control of what you do after that. I just don't see why a third party should influence a student's grade whatsoever.
And 係啦，咁其實頭先咧就連續播咗三個問題嘅，咁、我就問佢究竟係又係咪針對某一啲學生或者某一啲班一啲班級咁樣咧？咁佢就解釋翻其實唔係嘅，佢就其實成個英文簿咧都會係咁樣嘅情況嘅、即係可能佢 mark 咗個grade B 俾個學生，咁跟住點知 end up 咧嗰、就唔係 B 出到嚟咧，就係低過 B 咁樣。係係咁，跟住佢我就問佢啦。咁問佢究竟點解佢覺得點解嗰個 department 要靜靜雞咁樣降低啲學生嘅成績咧？咁佢就唔可以清楚咁了解啦。佢意思就話佢可以講俾我聽，佢覺得係點樣，即係佢 opinion 係點樣。佢就認為因為佢覺得成大認為啲分數咧就太高啦。咁、太高咁咪影到啲科目好似好簡單咁樣囉。
咁樣嘅咩？
咁樣所以呢佢就覺得如果啲冇咁多人攞咁高分呢，咁、那個咪望落咪好似勁啲咁樣難啲咁樣囉。
吓咁樣嘅。
係啦，咁跟住另外呢，
學生成績會差啲㗎。
但係整體整體嚟講就好似少，即係你冇理由咁多人都 first on 㗎嘛。即係如果你全世界都 first on， 咁就冇人 first on 㗎啦嘛，即係。
咁
你、okay. 你只能有少部分人係叻啲咁樣囉。
OK，
咁呢個就佢覺得可能係某一個原因啦咁樣。咁另外呢第三個問題我就問佢，咁既然你都知道呢件事喎，咁究竟你同你嘅同事有冇投訴過呢一個事件啊咁樣。咁其實佢哋同佢同事都曾經呢多過一次咁樣同呢個英文部呢去投訴嘅。咁但係當然都冇有任何行動啦，佢哋嘅投訴大部分都係被無視或者即係無視，亦都得唔到一個適當嘅答覆。咁而呢一種有第三者入嚟干擾你嘅學術自由嘅行為咧，都係 keep 住咁樣發生嘅咁樣，係啦，
係繼續可以播嘛，
係啊。I know your contract has been terminated.And City University said the reason was because you refused to submit student grades unless your demand for a pay raise was fulfilled. So what is your response to that?
Firstly, I never, as far as they say, demanded a pay raise. I did request a pay raise in a separate incident. I went through the proper channels, but that's a separate incident. But I told them,that I expected to be paid fairly. And so, to be honest, I have never said I would refuse to hand in grades. I never said that, and I don't see any proof of them verifying that I even said anything like that. Actually, I gave my students their grades directly one-to-one. That means I marked their assignments and I gave the grades and the marks directly to the students. However,like I said, the course coordinators were meeting with professors trying to influence the grading scheme, and I think that is unethical for a third party to influence. And so when I was approached by the acting head, Han Chan, he said that I needed to submit grades by a certain due date. And I said I never agreed to this, and in the history of my career in higher education, in the history of CityU, I had never had to do this as well.I felt it was unjust for this to happen to the students, and so the reason I was terminated was because I did not turn in a grade by a due date, and I'm quite happy with that. I know why I did it. CityU says one thing, you know, they can say that, but I understand what I did, and yeah.
先係啦，咁頭先咧我就問佢，因為一開始嘅時候我哋有講到啦，佢嘅合約係被終止咗嘅，咁樣咁城大嗰方面咧，亦都同有講過啦，佢話點解要同呢一個 professor 終止合約呢，就係、是、因為呢個 professor 呢佢話如果呢你哋唔加城大各方面呢唔加佢人工呢就唔會俾歸佢嘅。咁佢頭先就解釋返佢就因為城大呢一個句子佢基本上係一個話佢要挟囉。咁其實佢就解釋返佢係曾經有話要求我要加人工嘅，係啦，咁但係呢就唔係因為呢一個 grading 嘅事件。咁我覺得 正常嘅，你話要要求加人工，
係
係，即係要要求加人工係正常會做嘅嘢咯。係咁，但係佢就冇，佢就講翻佢冇講到話，我如果你唔加俾我咧，我就唔俾 grade 你。佢覺得佢冇喺嗰個 due day 之前咧交 grade 咧，其實佢就話佢同喺城大咁耐以嚟咧，因為佢喺2014年就已經開始啦，就冇講到明係有個 due day 嘅，係啦，咁。呢方面我唔知啦，因為我嘅認知係好似都係有個 due date 㗎，交 grade 嘅時候。
應該係啦。
係啊，咁 but anyways， 咁佢呢就話佢就將嗰個分數呢就直接俾咗學生。即係佢唔想有一個第三者呢就去
即係改咗個分數，調整個分數。
因為可能佢覺得我呢班有40分，我覺得20個人都好盡力嘅，咁佢哋都 deserve A 嘅，咁佢都會咁樣俾分數㗎嘛。係啦，咁佢就覺得可能就係因為呢個原因呢，咁城大就嗰方面就終止咗合約咁樣。係啦，咁我哋去下一條問題。
The media have been covering this news. City University have taken legal action against you. And what is the accusation? And what do you plan to do?
That's the first thing. So nothing has been done by CityU as far as any legal action. If they choose to act in that manner, which I would expect from someone who lacks emotional intelligence, then I will handle that time when that time comes. However, all that CityU has done is have their law firm, and their lawyer, Billy, he contacted me advising me, about my freedom of speech. City University, again, realizes they have no control over me, so they're trying to use fear by having their lawyers contact me and try to restrict my freedom of speech.
And in your opinion, what is your thoughts of all this issue you've been through with City University relating to the situation of academic freedom being restricted in Hong Kong?
Well, I would have to quote C.Y. Lum, who recently, he even stated and criticized what's going on in higher education in Hong Kong, where he stated it's overly politicized, the Hong Kong atmosphere, and it's making even university council appointments very difficult. Mm-hmm. I was also told by the grants committee, I replied in regards to who basically has control over, say a public university. And what I received a reply from the university grants committee secretariat on October 16th from a Mr. Ken Ho. He said the 8 UGC-funded institutions, and I'm quoting, including CityU, are statutorily autonomous institutions, each with its own ordinance and governing council. They enjoy academic freedom and considerable institutional autonomy, including the employment, selection, promotion, and dismissal of their staff. And it does have academic freedom, but it definitely goes against what Douglas Kerr, the professor of English in the Hong Kong University, who wrote his article, about the situation going on with the Hong Kong University appointment and their governing council and that dilemma over there. And I think what it comes down to is what Kerr implies in his open letter. And it's pretty much that university policy is now being determined by the government. And we must remember Hong Kong is China. You know, people may not like that. They may love that. I'm a foreigner. I'm pretty much open-minded. It's what's happened. But from what the grants committee and what C.Y. Lung and Douglas Kerr are all saying, is that university policy is pretty much being determined by government policy. Who has control over that? It would be the government.
Thank you so much for doing this interview with us.
係啦，咁其實最後嗰兩個問題呢，我就問佢，咁因為有啲媒體都有報導過你呢件事啦，咁喺City嗰方面呢亦都 send 咗一封律師信啦，咁就唔係話真係告佢嘅 ,send 咗封律師信俾佢咁樣，咁我就問佢究竟係咩一回事咁樣，咁佢就講到當中佢就講到佢哋就想 用呢一樣嘢咧嚟到去
令佢收聲啦，
收聲咯，即係叫佢啊 restrict 咗，即係控制、鉛制佢嘅言論自由咁樣咯，係啦。咁不過佢就覺得佢就唔驚嘅，因為佢只不過係講真話、講真相，咁佢就唔驚咁樣啦，係啦。咁最後一個問題咧，我就問佢，咁即係問佢嘅意見啦。我就問佢，咁你覺得你喺 City 嗰度經歷咗咁多事件啦，你覺得同香港而家嗰個學術自由被干預有冇有咩關係咧？點樣有咩相同咁樣咧？咁佢當中有有幾點幾 interesting 嘅份一個外國人嘅觀點啦。咁佢就咁佢又講到話佢 call 咗梁振英咯，唔知你聽唔聽到？佢 call 咗梁振英咯。
我聽佢講 CY 兩，但我唔。聽唔到佢講乜嘢？
係佢 call 咗梁振英，佢話好似梁振英咁樣講啦，好似好似所有嘢都好政治化咁樣咯，係
咁樣嘅真係唔知點聽呢句真係。
因為其實佢始終我哋唔可以當佢係一個本土人咁樣睇嘅，因為佢始終係一個外國人看香港嘅咩咁嘅角度咯，係即係佢覺得香港是中國的一部分，咁跟住佢話係外國人，佢話有啲人佢都好 careful， 其實佢講得，佢話有啲人中意呢樣嘢，有啲人或者唔中意呢樣嘢，但係而家係呢一樣嘢咁樣，咁但係我哋要諗翻呢個究竟學術學校嘅政策係俾邊個控制嘅咧？咁樣咁佢又有提翻到去港大委任副校嘅事件啦，佢都有 call 翻裡面港大學校嘅Dr. Kerr 嘅睇法咁樣啦，即係佢覺得呢一啲所有嘅政治嘅事件啊，或者嘅風波啊，講嚟講去都係因為學校嘅政策咧就係控制拜政府嘅，咁咁政府係邊個控制嘅咧？咁樣即係
自己諗啦，
係啊，咁樣嘅意思咁樣咯。咁咁大概咧呢個就係我哋同佢做嘅訪問啦。係。咁其實你哋有冇啲咩睇法咁樣？
唔係，其實我覺得即係而家已經係滲透喺每一間學校，即係嗰啲所謂嘅一啲。即係呢啲風波啊，其實我唔知啊，其實即係我都唔係好了解咁嗰個體制上緊係點，究竟係佢哋學校有一啲佢有個特定一個 percentage 啊，定還是係究竟係佢有個盤算就係、是、啊，究竟每一年有幾多人可以攞到 first on 或者係 second on 咁啊？佢係咪有個數字，或者甚至佢會令到每一科佢都有一個唔同嘅一個劃分，就話啊，究竟只能夠有幾多個學生，幾多位學生，甚至幾多 percent 嘅學生能夠攞到一個最高嘅 grade， 第二嘅 grade 咁樣，咁都會有個咁嘅編排啊？定還是係真係呢位教授所講，就係話，如果佢假設佢認為呢個學生 deserve 得到90分嘅話，就係、是、90分，咁就唔需要你任何嘅究竟有幾多學生啊？
或者你得到90分，結果係一個 B 咁樣
咯？係咯係咯，即係嗰件事就係其實呢啲事情我都即係你發生咗，咁其實而家呢件事佢哇要搞到要收聲咁，律師信有成咁
啊，
其實某程度上成大，我諗都真係都有少少心虛喎，我覺得。
我覺得佢嗰個回覆比較心虛咯，即係成大嗰個回覆啊。
系
啊，即系好言辞都几 firm 下噶嘛，即系佢点解咧会咁样讲咧？我哋点解会炒佢咧？就系、是、因为
佢
唔我哋唔肯加人工俾佢，系啦，就喺度咁样嘅，
系
即系因为我其实都有问翻佢嘅，其实佢哋同埋有另一啲媒體都有報道咗啦，其實同佢解僱咗合約之後咧，係有俾翻一份合約金佢哋嘅，即係解僱酬金佢嘅。咁樣係咪真係好似即係如果成大係咁介意啲錢嘅，會唔會咁做咧？會唔會即係可能寧願等你個合約慢慢咁樣完啦？即係定係還是用一個
決絕啲嘅方法啦，
即係禁聲嘅方法咁樣咯。咁呢樣其實都係可能。或者有我哋可以再跟進一下嘅，睇下事態會唔會有其他發展，會唔會有其他人再出嚟講嘢啦。
係 end 咗個投票先咧，係大家都好期待個投票結果啦，應該。
先扮白姐姐啦。
係咯，喂，我覺得
阿康扮羅莉啦。
你叮當扮羅啦，你哋。
梗唔係，八姐姐係唔係？不過成日都聽到。
係講下結果先啦，大家想係。
但得18票啫喎。 咪你讲啦。
大家想喺热血时报台庆见到主持表演啲咩咧？啊，众望所归，佢先系要扮白。
唔系喎，但你都高票喎、啊。阿莲扮萧山同埋阿康扮罗莉咧，每人都17票、啊。反而和仔剪头发就得12票，播球扮周庭咧就得5票。
啲人唔清楚播球系边个？
唔系啩？播球唔知啊，播球系边个？咁净系听礼拜一个嗰阵应该系嘛？
但结果点都好啦，无论几多票都好啦，佢先
系
赢咗嘅，
系佢先系
众望所归。
咁希望因为头先个访问用英文啦，补充翻少少先。咁希望大家包涵包涵啦，系啦。
用英文扮白姐姐得唔得
？Why not？ 系咪？系啦，咁样系啦，咁如果希望如果大家有机会或者我哋可以揾阿康用日文咯，用日文訪問咯，
我唔識喎，陰公即係嗰啲
可以國際化啊嘛，走向國際化方面啊嘛。
阿連用蕭生同埋
蕭生個通，
係啊係啊。
喂，咁阿連同埋阿康，你哋要翻去努力啲準備咯，因為我話頭先個投票有1000票先算嘅，咁所以我而家暫時都係未能夠同大家承諾，我會唔會扮白姐姐嘅？
唔係贏咗就贏咗㗎啦，
到時睇。
唔係我頭先個
放過你咯，
已經 cap 咗圖㗎啦，我而家即刻 cap 圖。
系啦，咁好啦，我哋今日嘅节目咧就到此为止啊！我哋今晚嘅热血政治再见啦，
拜拜，
拜拜。